One of the best things I did when I retired was learn to scuba dive. After a lifetime playing on the water, I wanted to see what was under the surface. After all, 7/10 of the world is underwater. And what a fabulous world it is. Television doesn't begin to do it justice. I remember my 65th birthday dive off the Eddystone. Perfect conditions, colour stunning, reef teeming with life, and the sheer joy of being absolutely weightless myself. And a bonus, diving is also the best cure I know for indigestion. But seriously, it's opened my eyes to a fascinating new world. Scuba may not be your new world. You may prefer chemistry or gardening or astronomy or working with people. Exploring it has little to do with being clever or fit. One of the most amazing people I have ever met was a former international athlete paralysed from the neck down. She was so positive, so lovely, that the hospital put her in the corridor during visiting hours where all sorts of people could stop and talk to her. They came in droves, often because they were worried or afraid, and they went away feeling better to have met her. There's more to life than meets the eye. We live in a three-dimensional world. Einstein opened up the space-time dimension, a transformation that's given us things like nuclear power and non-stick pans. Mathematicians now suggest there may be another 7 or 10 or 13 dimensions, way beyond my ability to grasp. But I know a man who can. He came from eternity to our mixed-up world and died on a cross. But death couldn't keep him down. He returned alive, reminding his friends that he'd said, "Follow me, I'm going ahead to prepare a place for you." So death is not a dead end, but a gateway to a new, exciting world. Wow, I like that. The man's name? Jesus.